Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Oh, this is Pastor Aaron Williams again, and you know what I'm going to say, right? What do I say at the beginning of every program? The Bible is right, amen? The Bible is right, glory to God, and I thank God for it, amen? Glory to God. Well, saints of God, God has led us to spend time in Proverbs and unpack the things that he's put in here for us, amen? And we touch on different subjects based on the scripture for that week. And this week, we're in the 14th chapter of Proverbs. We've come down to the 30th verse. We're starting to wrap up this 15th chapter. We're down to the 30th verse. And boy, do we have a good one tonight. Because the 30th verse says, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. We're going to talk about envy tonight. Amen. Envy, glory to God, a very dangerous, dangerous emotion. You know, before I got to studying the Word of God, I had heard a lot about flattery. And I didn't realize how dangerous flattery was until I got in and did a study on it. And then I recognized, whoa, this is whoa. Way up there. Well, tonight, glory to God, we're talking about envy, and it's something we've heard the word, that word envy, many times in our lifetimes. But when you get into it and you start looking at it from a biblical perspective, you see that envy is really a terrible, terrible thing. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, we can recognize anger in a person because a person is stirred up, but we don't always recognize jealousy and envy in a person. We could just be living our lives, amen, and somebody envies us for some reason that we don't even know, and they're upset and all that. We don't even know it, amen. Envy is a dangerous emotion. And it's so dangerous, glory to God, that it's actually a sin that was that God delineated in the Ten Commandments. If you look at Deuteronomy 5:21, the book of Deuteronomy is known as the second law, where things are written for the second time. And if you go to chapter 5, verse 21, you'll see that in those scriptures, it's another rendering of the Ten Commandments. Now, we know there's some notable things about the Ten Commandments. One, that it's the only portion of scripture in all 66 books. It's the only portion of scripture that was written by God himself. In fact, the Bible talks about God with his finger wrote on tablets of stone. Moses got them. Tablets of stone, the Ten Commandments. And when we were freed from the law, when Jesus came in and through his atoning sacrifice freed us from the law, glory to God, men were freed from the ceremonial law of Moses, but we're not free from the moral law. Well, what's the moral law, Pastor? Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. In other words, the Ten Commandments. That's the moral law. So although we're not under law, but under grace, and we are, amen, the moral law is still in effect. We are not to do no murder. We are not to steal. Amen. But in Deuteronomy 5:6, when it gets down to verse 21, it says in the Ten Commandments there, it says, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field or his manservant or his maidservant, his ox or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's. Amen. We're not to covet or strongly desire or envy or anything. We're not to desire something that God has blessed our neighbor with. If God has blessed our neighbor with it, glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. But some people, when God blesses someone else, they get envious. They get envious, and envy starts to creep in. Amen. And it's so terrible that in fact, in Matthew, the 27th chapter, the 18th verse, well, let's go 17 for context. The 17th verse said, where are you, Pastor? Matthew 27, verse 17. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, that is the people, whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? Verse 18 says, for he knew, that is, Pilate knew, that for envy they delivered him, or they delivered Jesus. Pilate knew that the Pharisees, the scribes, the priests, all those people, there was really not a legitimate charge against Jesus, but they were envious at the crowds and at the adulation. They were envious of Jesus' great wisdom. They were envious at the miracles that he did. They were just envious of him. And so that's the problem with envy. Envy itself, glory to God, is one thing. Envy is one thing, glory to God. But the problem with envy is the sin of envy. And you say, well, why is it a sin? It's a motion. We just read in Deuteronomy and the Ten Commandments that God said, don't be desiring your neighbor's wife, your neighbor's car, your neighbor's house. Don't be desiring them things. Why? Because when we get into an understanding of envy, envy is one thing, but it can be extremely dangerous, because envy can lead to other sins. And we see here an example of other sins. The scribes, the Pharisees, the high priests, they were envious of Jesus. Now, that's one thing. You can be envious, but they took it a step further. From envy, they took it a step further and said, crucify him, crucify him. Now you're talking about murder. And that's the problem with envy. That's the problem with envy. Envy is a legitimate emotion. You can feel envy. I mean, if someone pulls up in a Mercedes that you've always wanted, a 550, or let's say they pull up in a Denali that you've always wanted, or some kind of car or something that you've always wanted, you will feel the emotion of envy if it's something that you've always wanted. Now, if you didn't want it, you just look at them and it's another car to you. But I'm talking about, let's say there's something that you always wanted and somebody else gets one. Amen. You can't help but think, man, that's the very vehicle that I wanted, or that's the kind of house I've always wanted. Amen. Glory to God. And that's legitimate. That's going to happen. You're going to see things, glory to God, that other people have that you wish you had, because you're a human being, amen? You can't help being human, glory to God. But when it's when that desire that you have for that thing leads to the kind of envy, the problem with envy is it can lead to other sins. And these priests and stuff, they went from envying Jesus to trying to get him destroyed and using the Romans to destroy him. Amen? And that's the real problem with envy. There's been times when I've seen things that I would have liked to have had at that moment. I would have liked to have had them. But two things you got to do. You got to start talking to yourself. Amen? Why? Why you got to talk to yourself, Pastor? Because your flesh and the enemy is going to say, it's okay to say, listen, I'm going to use an example of a car. Okay, let's say a car. Oh, you've always wanted that Mercedes 550. And your brother pulls up, your Christian brother pulls up in a Mercedes 550. Man, I want that car. Amen. That's okay. But then when the enemy start, this flesh starts saying things about him, well, now who he think he is? He don't deserve that. You know, how he get that before I got that? I serve God as much as he do. I give tithe, he give tithe, he go to church, I go to church. Why God didn't, whoa. That's when you got to back it up, amen? It's okay to look at the car and say, I'm just using the car. It could be a house, it could be a way the person dresses, it could be his style, he got class, whatever it is. It's okay to look at that and say, boy, that's really nice. Then you can't help that. If it's nice, it's nice. If it's something that you would like to have, it's something that you would like to have. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen? But remember what we said. The problem with envy is it leads to greater sins. So that you got to put a rein on that thing before it starts suggesting things to you. It's one thing to say she got the car, she got the house, she got the man, or he got the woman, or whatever it is. Amen? But it's another thing to say, to start thinking, that ain't fair, and I'm gonna get me an ice pick and blow out all four tires. Whoa, back that bad boy up. What you got to do when the flesh and the enemy starts making suggestions, you as a child of God, the world can't do this, but you can. You got to back it up and say, wait, that's my brother. I am so glad that God blessed him with that Mercedes 550. Whoa, ain't that nice? God is so good. Look how he blessed him. Glory to God. And you know what? God ain't got one of them. There ain't one 550. There's thousands of them. If God can give him one, God can give me one. Because the Bible said God is no respecter of persons. You see, you got to talk to yourself because the flesh, envy will start to rise up. Amen? Envy and jealousy, bitterness and hatred. You got to cut all that off. And one of the ways you can cut that off, glory to God, is to be happy for the person. And why can you be happy for the person? Because, see, in the world, you think they got it, therefore you ain't got it. And so you want it. And so you start feeling bad because you think they got it and I don't got it. Wrong way to think. If they got it, as a Christian, this is the right way to think. If God got the power to give it to them, you see, in the world, we think it's one. Okay, he got it, so therefore I don't got it. But the correct way to understand it is there's thousands of them. He got it. I'm next in line. God got the power to give it to him. He got the power to give it to me. Amen? So I don't got to be jealous of the guy or envious because I'm next. My miracle, I'm up for the miracle next. Amen? There is no limit. There ain't one. If there was only one and he got it, I could feel bad about that. But there's more than one. God is unlimited. He's got thousands of them. It ain't just one. He can give him one, the brother down the street one, the pastor one, and you one. Amen? You don't have to get jealous. There ain't but one of them and someone else got it. There's thousands of them, and you can get one. Amen? All you got to do is believe God. How did he get it? He believed God. You believe God, and you'll get it. Amen? And then people will look at you and say, how did you get that? Amen? And then you have the joy of telling them, God is a good God. God is, I'm up against a break. Glory to God. Hold on. I'm up against a break. Hold on. Be right back.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Pastor Williams back, glory to God. And we're talking about a hot subject, envy. Amen? Envy. And we were saying, you know, you're going to feel envy. I mean, you look at something and that thing is beautiful. I've looked at houses and I said, boy, now that's a beautiful house. Amen? And that's okay. That's okay if it's on that level. Amen? But if it ever, if wickedness starts to come in your mind, they don't deserve that. How did they get that? They think they're better than I am. Whoa! See, the world's going to think that way because they're the devil children. But you God's child. You cannot let yourself think that way. You got to back that bad boy up and say, that's a beautiful house. I'm so thankful. Now, look it. They're going to enjoy that house. Isn't that wonderful? My brother is going to enjoy that house. Boy, they're going to have fun in there. And wait till I get mine. I am going to have fun. I'm going to have barbecues in the backyard. I'm going to have catered events. I'm going to have caterers come in and have all kind of events in my backyard. It's going to be manicured and everything. It's going to be beautiful. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to have formal events out there with lanterns and lights. Ooh, we're going to have live DJs back there playing gospel. We're going to have a ball. Amen. They're going to enjoy their house, but wait till you see mine. Mine is going to be the bomb. Amen. That's the way you think. You got to think positive. Well, but other people think that I can't help the way other think. You not other people. You are a victorious soldier of Jesus Christ. Amen. And you know how to order your life. And you know how to cause yourself to think. Amen. Glory to God. Because if you don't, you'll start to be like Ahab and Naboth. And 1 Kings 21, chapter 1, it's the story of Naboth. And it says, and it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. Now, because we only got 11 minutes, I better tell you the story. I was going to read it, but I better tell you the story. Naboth had a vineyard right on the walls of Jerusalem. And the king, Ahab, he desired Naboth's vineyard. And he came to Naboth and said, I want your vineyard. Amen. He envied and wanted that vineyard. He said, I want your vineyard. So I tell you what. I'll either give you another piece of land that's even better than this land for you. You can have establish another vineyard, or if you want me to, I'll give you money for this vineyard. Whatever amount you say, I'll pay you that amount for this vineyard. Well, Naboth said, I can't sell you this vineyard, king, because this is my inheritance from my parents. It's been in our family. I'm not quoting what it says. I'm retelling you the story, okay? He said, been in my family for generations. I can't sell you my inheritance. This has come down the family line. I can't sell it to you. So the king went away grieved in his spirit because he couldn't have. He envied this man's vineyard, but he couldn't have it. So he went and laid on his bed and turned his face to the wall, sulking. Well, his wife, Jezebel, came in and said, "What's wrong with you?" And he said, "I talked to Naboth about, I told him I wanted his vineyard, but he wouldn't sell it to me." And she said, "Are you king in Israel? I'll tell you what, I'll get you the vineyard." So she went out and she told her men, have two men invite Naboth to a banquet and have two men stand up and say that he cursed the Lord and the king. And so they did just that. Make a long story short, they framed the man, said that he had said something against God and the king, and so they stoned him to death. And when he died, Jezebel went back to Ahab and told him that Naboth was dead and he could get the vineyard. So he got the vineyard. So what am I saying? Remember what we said in the very beginning, that there's nothing wrong with envy in and of itself. You can see something that's nice and say, boy, I would like to have one of them. Amen. But I said, what's the danger? That it leads to other sins. Amen. And here is an example of other sins that it led to. Amen. What was that? They murdered the man. They wanted his vineyard, so they murdered the man for his vineyard. Amen. Glory to God. And that's why in the Ten Commandments, God says, thou shalt not, hey, don't you get to the place where you have such strong desires. Do not desire your neighbor's house, your neighbor's car, whatever your neighbor has. So what's that tell you right there? If you start having a strong desire for someone else's stuff, you got to cut it off. Why? Because you have the counsel of God. God said don't do it. Amen? God said don't do it. And so if you're smart, you won't do it. Amen? Glory to God. If you're smart, you won't do it. Let's look at one last story about envy. Amen? And that's the story of Joseph. Glory to God. And Genesis 37, verse 3 says, now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that his father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. So they hated him. Amen. Glory to God. And then in verse 20, they were out in the field, and Joseph was coming toward his brethren, and they said one to another, behold, the dreamer cometh. This is verse 20. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit, and we shall say some evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what becometh of his dreams. Amen? And why did they do that? And why did they do that? Because they said that the father loved him more than he loved them, and so they envied him. They envied him that the father loved him more than them. That's what they thought. And then the father bought him a coat of many colors, and they envied that because that coat of many colors conferred authority, a level of authority. And then Joseph started dreaming these dreams where he had, in the dream, he had position of supremacy and power, glory to God. And they envied that he was having these wonderful dreams where he was the top, he was the main man. And so because of envy, they hated him and would not speak to him. And where did envy lead? Envy led to them selling him into slavery, going down to Midianite. Merchantmen came along, and they sold him. They sold Joseph, and Joseph was taken down into Egypt. Glory to God. And glory to God. So we see what the problem with envy is. Glory to God. Envy is dangerous because it leads to greater sins. It can lead to greater sins. How many times have you just been living your life? You ain't bothering nobody. You're not trying to show off. You're not saying you're better than thou. You're not trying. You're just trying to live your life. And maybe you got something. I don't know what it might be, but you got something. And people get angry at you. Amen. And you ain't done nothing. In fact, you don't exactly know what their problem is because you ain't done nothing. But they're all angry with you because you have something that they want. Amen. And all down through history, when one person has had something that another person wants, what an untrained person, what do they do? A person who's not a child of God, what do? They go and hit them in the head and take it, or injure them and take it, or do something to them. Amen. Cain and Abel. Cain envied Abel because God accepted Abel's offering, but God didn't accept Cain's offering. And Cain was envious of Abel, that God had respect to his offering. Amen. So he goes and kills his brother. Amen. Kills his brother. And that's what we say the problem with envy is. That's why you got to talk to yourself and cut it off. Because you can't let, that's an emotion you can't let loose. And that's why God prohibits it. He said, don't be envious. Don't desire what your neighbor has. And what does that have you to do? You have to discipline yourself. And through the character of your will, glory to God, you have to put your willpower on envy and hold that thing down. Because you know from the Ten Commandments that God says, don't get into that. Don't let it go that far. Don't let strong desire get over into envy. Why? Because if you let it get into serious envy, you might do something really wicked. You might do something really wicked to the person. Amen? And then God has to step in and judge you for your sin. If you don't repent of that sin, if you don't ask God to forgive you, you will reap what you sow. It will come back to you, buddy. Believe me when I tell you, it will come to you, and you won't like it. You won't like it. Amen? What you do today determines your tomorrows. And if you make wrong choices today, you won't like your tomorrows. You won't like them. So take God's counsel and don't get into strong desire or envy for something. If you feel envy rising up, just talk to yourself and say, wait a minute, that's not the only one of those things. If he got it, that only shows me that I can get it. If he got it, I can get it. Amen. They're no better than I am. Glory to God. They got a head, two arms, and two legs. I got a head, two arms, and two legs. Glory to God. I'll just get a better hustle, or I'll just get a better job. What you can do is go and ask them how they got it. Amen. Where they got it from and how they got it. Amen. I asked a young man how he got it. And when he started telling me all the hustles that he had, glory to God, I was proud of the young man. Because he was making money, but he was hustling, amen? And I'm talking about legitimate hustling now. I ain't talking about no drugs or anything. I mean, he was doing, like he would take abandoned cars that people didn't want no more, and he'd break them down into several different pieces of the car and sell individual pieces for money and stuff like that, and then take the frame, because it was metal, and take it to the junkyard and sell the metal for metal and get money for that. Amen. I mean, he was a real hustler. Glory to God. In fact, when I shook his hand was so hard. You could tell he did hard work because his hands were hard. They had blisters on them and everything. Amen. Glory to God. But he had plenty of money. Amen. And so instead of being jealous, he just worked harder. Amen. And now he's got it. Amen. He got plenty of money. Glory to God. Well, we're talking about envy, amen? Glory to God. We found that envy is a sin, and envy must be cut off, amen? It must be cut off. If it starts to turn negative and you start thinking negative or talking negative, how he get that? He don't deserve that. Don't do that. Say, I'm so thankful, Woo, look how God blessed him. Wait till I get mine. Hallelujah. Be happy for the person. Amen. Be glad that they got over, because that means you can get over. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you today. Glory to God. This has been Pastor Williams with The Bible Has the Answers. Glory to God. See you next week, 7 o'clock, same time. I love you. Bye-bye. The Bible has the answers.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m.